Chanukah was Niskan. There's a din of saying Halal, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, where saying Halal is only a minute. Chanukah was a tekanas Chazal to say Halal because of the Nes. So we say a full Halal as opposed to Rosh Chodesh. We only say a partial Halal. There's machlokes in the Poskim whether women have a chiyuv to say Halal. Normally, it's a mitzvah saseh shahazman groma. Women are potter for mitzvah saseh shahazman groma, which mitzvahs which are time bound, and women normally are exempt from. However, we find a concept mitzvahs which the women benefited from the nes also. The women are also included in that tekana. Dal krisis applies to women. The mitzvah kriyas Megillah applies to women because they were also included in the nes. Does that apply to the nes of Chanukah also? As Machlokes is in the poskim, the minhag is that women do say halal with a bracha. So we spoke about that the days of Chanukah were niskan lehoydus ala halal. The Rambam actually has a different language. The Rambam says that they were nikvu l'yemei simcha. They're nikvu to be l'yemei simcha v'halal. So he says there is a man of simcha. So those who understand the Rambam, learns the din of simcha, which means there's a mitzvah of surah during Chanukah also. Similar to what you have, the Chazal was talking by the Nes of Purim, there's an inyan of surah. So Chanukah also, there's an inyan of a surah. However, there's a Meram Rutenberg which says that there was no tekona simcha by Chanukah, since the Iker, by Purim, where the danger was to the goof of Klai, so they were masakin to make a simcha with suda for the goof. Where here the tekona was a danger for the ruchnis of Klai, so for the tekona was niskan to make in a ruchnistic way to celebrate the Yom Tov. There is a language of the Megillas Tainus. The Megillas Tainus says actually it was nikva to be a zman of Yom Tov. And generally the halacha of zman of Yom Tov requires a din of suda. Now the Megillas Tainus says why were there kaveh a din suda? He says because Chanukah, besides being to commemorate the nes of Klai Yisrael being saved from the Yevonim and getting back to Beis Hamikdash, it also was this man of the Chanukah of Mizbeach. It was this man when the Melech HaZemishkan was completed. And we know that was something which was celebrated when the Melech HaZemishkan was completed. So Meshlom HaMelech celebrated the Binyan Bayis Rishon. He celebrated with Suda. And he made Simcha for 14 days with Suda. So there was also Din of Yom Tov because the Chanukah of Mizbeach and the Melech HaZemishkan was completed in that time. So since it's questionable whether there is an Inyan of Suda, so we do sudas on Chanukah, but to make sure that they're considered a sudas mitzvah, the minhag is Ramah says to say zmiris and shvachis to Kadosh Baruch Hu by the suda, and thereby making it clearly into a sudas mitzvah. So a person should mention it should be a suda which is included in the union of simcha of mitzvah, talking about the nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael, and that will make it into a sudas mitzvah. Two more points in regards to the zmanim, the zman of Chanukah. It's a zman which is Masugal, brought down in the Sermon, the zman which is a person should be mechazik and liman atara. It's also brought down as a zman a person should give staka to aniyim, which are loim de Torah. The Yisrael Shar Shavodah says that this is a zman a person can be mesakin, the different imperfections that he has in his neshama can be perfected by giving staka to aniyim which learn Torah. It's a zman of a person should be marbe bit staka. Bezrim tomorrow we'll start talking about the lochas of halakha. Have a good morning.